I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Tonight's special is a Sir Sausage Platter on Watch What Happens Live with Tom Sandoval, Tom Schwartz, and Jax Taylor now. Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, in the Los Angeles Bravo Clubhouse on Nick Carter's birthday with three people who I personally think would do very well as a late-in-life boy band. Isn't that what they are anyway? Yeah. Say hi to the boys of Vanderpump Rules, Tom Sandoval, Tom Schwartz, and Jax Taylor. Hey guys.
How's it going?
Great to see you.
Very cool setup.
Yeah, it's cool. It looks like the New York one, right? Yeah. Little tweaks. You guys look great.
Thank you,
I have to tell you.
Thank you.
Specifically, Jax, man. You're back to season one, Jax.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you something. You got it back.
Trying. It's a lot harder when you get older.
There were a few seasons there, maybe four and five, where you were starting to skid.
Thank you for that.
Over at the bar, he spends his days surrounded by adorable young creatures who aren't afraid to hump a random leg or two. So he would fit in perfectly at Sir. It's Puppy Bowl ref Dan Schachter with Shania from Vanderpump Dogs. Oh, what breed is Shania, do you know?
We think it's a spaniel mix.
Oh, so cute. Up for adoption at Vanderpump Dogs. I want to get started. Tonight, Sheena's obsession with Adam continued. I'm kind of obsessed with this whole thing. Watch.
Last night, Adam stayed over, and then he grabbed my face, and we started making out, and then I was on top of him, and then
he's my best.
Best thing, he's a little bit more than your best friend.
Are you guys
Yes, it was amazing. He's my best friend. We'll probably keep having sex, because it's really good.
Just, like, kneel down and just put your face in front of it for a second.
That's what he said.
So you didn't have, like, secret feelings for Adam while you were dating Rob?
I look like the girl who was with Shay thinking about Rob, and with Rob thinking about Adam. Are you going to be lost without me tonight?
I think we could definitely use a night apart.
So it begins. Thoughts? Anyone? Jump in. Jax, does history repeat itself?
I mean, it says it all right there.
Yeah.
Look,
she's got a heart of gold.
She does.
You know,
yeah.
She, but
isn't that a song?
Right? Her heart's as good as gold. But she, you know, obviously has a lot that she brings on right off the bat. So I think it can be a little overwhelming, you know,
especially. She gets fever a little bit.
Yes.
Adam's a great dude, but I don't know.
All right, I'm going to put you out of your misery and change the topic.
Right. Cool.
Sandoval and Schwartz, tonight we finally got to see Tom. I want to take a look back at your Tom journey.
Okay. Watch.
A bar always needs a place, and we were thinking of calling it Tom.
Wow. Space.
Things are happening.
Dude, we're doing this.
Time to grow up, baby.
Here we go, man. Here we go. Here we go. It's on three. On
all
three.
Right, all right.
One, two, three.
This is a masterpiece.
Oh, my God, Lisa!
Thank you, please.
No.
Please, thank you.
You knew you were going to cry. You knew you were going to cry, and you did cry. The place looks great, though.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I was there during your previews, and it's really cool. Yeah.
Appreciate that. I get emotional just seeing that again, yeah. Like that first experience. You know, it's bittersweet in a way because I feel like I'll never be able to have that same exact experience again. It's like
your
first time.
You're like a sensitive flower.
Yeah.
You really are. It's just 3 days until our Xtina experience, everybody. Christina Aguilera will be joining us in the clubhouse this Thursday, and I can't wait. Your questions for the Pump Rules guys are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, on last week's Pump Rules, some of the girls from Sir threw an epic girls' night in party, but here's what. On tonight's Pump Rules, Lala and Billie Lee followed that up with a girls going in on each other party. Take a look.
It's a girls' night at my work. I was like extremely upset, obviously.
You put it out there that people are transphobic when Lisa.
I never said the word transphobic.
Okay, no, I call a spade
you're
not, a
you're
spade.
Coming from a cis point
of
view.
You were upset.
I'm coming from a trans experience.
And that is it for me. You're dismissed.
Oh, so you're not f-ing better than me, Lala. You got that? You're not better than everyone just because you have a f-ing rich boyfriend.
You're pathetic.
You're f-ing privileged. Stop calling me pathetic,
you're pathetic.
Bitch. Who the f- does she think she is? It took everything inside me to not, like, have my trailer park girl come out and slap the shit out of her.
Wow. Who was at that party? You all were there.
It was heated. It got
so,
really
I mean,
heated.
They
was,
charge
I,
out
I,
of that
I
room.
I spent the majority
oh,
of the time on the patio because I was scared.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
raised
scared.
My voice. I never raised my voice.
Oh, you raised your voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
he
funny.
Did,
It's
actually.
Very rare when
yeah.
he does it, but when he does, you want to watch because it's intense.
Yeah. Yes. Why did you raise your voice again?
Well, it's complicated.
I mean, probably, I think it had to do with, like, you know, Katie obviously spearheaded the girls' night in. And
oh, right.
That,
yeah. Yes.
And I think the boiling point was when Lala came out and explained to us that she had just been accused of being transphobic. And I got really upset when she pulled the transphobic card. I can't pretend to know what Billie has been through. I don't know her plight. But still, pulling that card, I feel like it was a discredit to herself. Because nobody on the show is transphobic. We all support the LGBTQ community.
I think it's pretty
community.
Clear that we support it very well.
Yeah.
Like, so for God's sakes, we wear angel wings. Down West Hollywood.
I don't know what that has to do with that, but.
But I mean, I've been
thank you, Sandoval.
I mean,
second, whenever the Vanderpump Rules crew gets together, it always goes down. But here's what, on tonight's episode, we heard a rumor where the it was Lala. Take a look.
Ariana and Lala, they're in my car. Lala goes, Ariana, will you climb in the back seat? I just want to eat your Lala just starts going to town, dude.
He told us you and Ariana hooked up.
I did not. Have Anytime sex with Ariana. Did this happen with Ariana and myself? Yes. I literally just got a phone call from Lala telling me the story you told on your birthday.
It's not that big of a deal.
Why don't you leave my bar right now?
You know, you're like my treasure.
Yeah, well, that's here I am. Part of me is really grossed out and mad at him, and the other part of me is like, you poor little thing. You thought you were being cute.
Oh. Just, you got your ass handed to you on your birthday.
I did, between two pieces of bread, I swear.
Yes, you really did.
Yeah, you know, I understand. You know, we started early that day. We, you know, I brought all these rums in.
Yes, the blowjob shots.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess there's no excuse. We were just riffing. I just didn't think.
The moment it came out, I knew you were doomed.
Yeah.
I was going to 100% get back to them.
Right.
And it did. And
yes.
I think...
You know what was funny is that, like, it kind of came out, like, when necessarily, like, when cameras weren't on us, and, you know, once it kind of got heard, it was like,
yes.
Now I'm screwed.
Yes. Well, finally, as someone with a baby on the brain, I was super touched to see all the Vander kids talking about settling down and having kids tonight, even if they did it over something called a blowjob shot, which sounds truly heinous, by the way. Anyway, here's what. Since it seems like the Sir staff is growing up, let's play Adulting 101. I'm going to ask you some grown-up questions. You give me your childlike answers.
Okay.
What's your credit score, Schwartz?
It's, I think it's plus 800.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's, Jax?
Whoa.
Mine's up there. It was in trouble in my 20s.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you, but it's okay. Up there now. I fixed it.
Sandoval, or no, I know Sandoval does it. Schwartz, do you know how to successfully tie a tie?
I have a bootleg technique, but I mean, Tom, what do you rate my tying technique?
It's pretty below average.
It's like a 6 out of 10.
I tie all their ties.
Of course
he
you
does,
do. Yeah. How much student loan debt are you all still in?
I didn't go to college, so.
I'm on my last 10K. This is big for me.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah.
When's awesome. The last time your credit card was declined?
Ooh,
also week. The good old days.
Last week, okay. last time you had a checkup at the doctor?
Last week.
6 months ago.
Sandy?
Two.
Sandoval?
Two.
I mean, Schwartz?
Two, about 2 months ago.
Oh, okay, good.
I was worried about the liver. Yeah.
Sandoval, are you still not able to run your AC and microwave at the same time?
I am not able to do that, so.
You're not. True or false, a newborn baby has to eat every 5 hours?
False. More often.
Yes, ooh. Every 2 to 3 hours. All right, thanks so much, guys.
Andy, while we're on that topic,
can we just take a quick second? We're so excited about your new fatherhood status.
Thank you.
And we got you a little present.
You did?
Me and the guys got it for you.
Oh, my God, it's a Tom onesie. This is really cute. Oh, I love it. Andy. This is a Bravo baby. I love this. This is awesome. Larry D wants to know, for all of you, he Facebooked us, who has the biggest dick between the three of you?
Oh. What'd
you say? I know you've all seen each other's dicks. Like,
should we just pull them out now?
Yeah, you should just. Yeah. The audience applauds. I love it. Who do you think? Because you've all seen each other's. I mean,
probably Jax.
Yeah, probably Jax.
Jax, do you
got a big old hog.
Do you think so?
Unfortunately, we've all had to, like, look. We actually haven't really seen each other's dicks.
No, I don't want to ever see their penises.
Seriously. But I had to, unfortunately, because one went a little viral with Jax.
Yes. Yeah. Do you know I've never seen that freaking dick pic?
Hey, I'm proud of
people
it.
People thought it was me, there. So I had to look at it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He was lead detective. I remember that.
You two have never had sex with the same woman at the same time, right? Any of you two?
I don't know. Have we?
No, I attempted a threesome once back in like 11th grade, and it was a disaster. And I was good after that.
on next week's Bump Rules, God. James Kennedy copes with no longer owning a day of the week. Here's a sneak peek.
So you're going to girls' night?
I was thinking about it.
Why? Talk about a contradiction. It's see you next f***ing Tuesday.
All right, well, I was
and you're going
last
to
serve.
Have fun tonight. Have fun tonight. So
relax.
Let's also.
Relax.
I am relaxed.
Okay. I know this is a sensitive subject for you.
Girls' night hurts the f*** out of me. I hate it. I hate Katie for it. I'm sorry.
But you did it to yourself.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. But I hate all of them for it. Girls' night, let's all show up in f***ing lingerie and be starting to get drunk at that.
James.
I like your outfit, by the way.
Hey,
nice.
Say, like,
reaction to that?
That was a hard. I don't do well with confrontations like that.
Yeah.
I try to disappear.
Yes, you did.
But I can appreciate his sincerity and just being radically open in the moment. But I don't agree with what he said. I stand by what I said. He brought it on himself. Yeah. But still, I did have some empathy for him in that moment. I didn't realize what a big deal that night was to him. I had no idea.
You called Katie your girlfriend on a previous episode. Did you catch that?
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
She called me her boyfriend the other day, so we're even.
I mean, that's kind of a compliment in a sense.
Well, when it's your wife, it's.
I know, I understand that, but like, when you have such a, tight relationship and it's been that way the whole time.
Let's go to Amy from Illinois. Hey, Amy, what's your question?
Sorry, I'm trying to help you out there.
Thank you for the spin zone.
Hey, Amy.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My question's for Jax.
Okay.
Why does James get so under your skin when you used to behave just as bad as he does?
Good question.
Well, I wasn't malicious towards people.
He doesn't like competition.
I don't think I have any. I think
just
my life's a lot
just
better than
kidding.
His.
I'm kidding.
I mean, look at me and look at him. I think I'm winning at the end of the day. But I just think the stuff he does is just malicious. It's like, you know, below the belt, you know?
I mean, you slept with your best friend's girlfriend.
And I did. And you know what? But the way I went about it and afterwards, talking to Tom about it, and I felt so guilty. There's a way I think I handled it differently. Do you agree? Or do you not agree?
I don't know, Jack.
You didn't seem to have
put me
any
on the same
guilt
level
no,
as this guy.
No, that's
you
fine.
You cannot put me on the same
Jax,
level
you didn't
as this
have
guy.
Any
screaming
guilt
and yelling
about it
in a restaurant. And
he you said had a lack of feeling about it.
He said with all due respect before it happened.
That's true.
Okay. Let's go to Betsy from Arizona. Hey, Betsy, you know, what's your question?
How many times can you up before
hey,
you...
Hey, Andy.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, guys. My question's for Schwartz.
Okay.
Schwartz, what was your reaction... What was your reaction to Billy's apology to Katie? And do you think Katie should have included her in Girls' Night in the first place?
That's a good question. And my first reaction was, it was productive. It was constructive. Like, I think they made progress because there was an impasse for a while. Like, a complete communication breakdown. I don't know if you guys remember.
Yeah.
But it was, yeah, they kind of, like, went to war. But overall, yeah, I think it was productive. And, you know, they're not that close with Billy. So they didn't feel an obligation to invite her, but I can totally understand why she might be upset or feel left out. So
well, they didn't invite Jen Bush or any of the
yeah,
other
I know,
girls.
Yeah, I know, well, I know. I'm just saying, I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying to humanize the moment, I guess. And I get it, but either. I think it was an overreaction. And
you need some thicker skin.
Nicole T. wants to know for all of you, do you think James is still in love with Lala?
No.
No. Schwartz, Fiorella Z, did you and Katie ever get that prenup?
We did, although I don't know where any evidence of it is, actually.
Okay. Well, it's game time, everybody. Sandoval may have spilled a secret about his girlfriend hooking up in the backseat of a car, but when it comes to knowing the women in their lives, my guests take a backseat to no one. Or do they? Let's find out with Dirty Little Secrets. I'll ask you guys some trivia questions about your significant others. But if you get any of these questions wrong, know that your significant others have provided us with your embarrassing secrets, which our announcer Danny will then share on national television.
Okay.
Sandoval, if Ariana was on a sinking ship and she only had one life jacket, who did she say she would save? Stassi or Kristen?
Whoa. Kristen, because she has long arms and she could actually grab onto Stassi, I bet.
Wait,
that's exactly right. Did someone give you that answer?
No, I just know.
Wow.
For real?
Schwartz, what was the name of Katie's childhood pet and what was it?
Bella. And she was a beautiful dog and I miss her.
No, it was Sanka, a goldfish. Give me an embarrassing fact about Schwartz, Danny.
Schwartz cries every time he is hungover.
Yes!
You cry when you're hungover?
Yes, he
That's
does.
True.
Jax, what did Brittany say is her freak number in bed from 1 to 10?
Her freak number?
Her freak number, freak in the sheets.
She's up there. I would say probably around an 8.
She said a 9.
Oh.
Danny, give me an embarrassing fact about Jax that Brittany provided us.
Jack secretly wears heel inserts in his shoes to make him look taller.
These are platforms.
And fun fact, so does Sandoval.
Oh!
It's true.
You're both pretty tall.
I swear to God,
oh
we told
God.
People we would kill them. If they
Sandoval,
told them that.
If Ariana had to listen to one of these for the rest of her life, which should she pick?
Her.
Sheena yeah. incessantly talking about boys or James's album Pump Sessions?
James's album Pump Sessions.
Yes, that's correct. Schwartz, how old was Katie when she lost her virginity?
I don't think she's ever told me that, but I'm going to guess 17.
16. Give me an embarrassing fact about Schwartz, Danny.
Schwartz loves really, really long baths.
Yes, he does.
Okay, Jax, where did Brittany say was the craziest place you two have ever had sex?
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
jeez.
Dangerous territory.
I know. I don't know. I don't know.
In a bed.
Lala's plane? In Lala's plane? No, on a 145-foot yacht.
Ooh,
wow,
yeah.
You had sex on Lala's plane, huh? Okay. Okay, Danny, give me
crazier.
A fact about Jax, embarrassing fact.
Jax gets so frightened during scary movies that Brittany has to go into the bathroom first and turn on the lights before Jax will go inside.
thanks for playing. It's Dan with Shiloh from Vanderpump Dogs.
Aww.
Now, what kind of dog is that?
They're all from the same litter. They're all siblings. 9-week-old spaniel mix.
Oh, my God. That is the cutest. I can't handle it. Let's go to Giovanna from San Diego. Hey, Giovanna, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, Co, and Knives. My question is for Sandoval.
Okay.
Yes. Tom, since Ariana thinks it's cool with you not having kids, and you think it's a deal breaker, where do you two stand on the issue now?
Yeah, that's a real good question.
Yeah, please let us
know. Because that was surprising to me when you said it was a deal breaker.
Well, also, take into consideration that was after 3 days, you know, a weekend with the guys, 3 days of drinking, pretty much.
So?
And I got a little opinionated or a little, you know, but...
That's when the true feelings come out, Sandoval.
Maybe sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that you are going to see how all of that sort of plays out, because that answer will reveal itself.
Okay. It's time for my good tease. It's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to Sheena's drugstore-inspired sunglass display in her new apartment. And by the way, all the sunglasses are the same kind of, or as Jax would call it, oh, hey. Free sunglasses. You would think all of that eyewear would help Sheena see her relationships clearly, but I guess not. Tonight's Shackle goes to everyone complaining about how far Sheena's new apartment in Marina Del Rey is.
It's really far.
I can't believe she moved over there. Like,
Marina Del Rey?
Might as well move to Jersey.
We might as well be going to Vegas.
Dude, we have to go so far.
To get to Marina Del Rey, you have to go south of Sur, past the flight attendants and divorcees, and this is where Sheena has chosen to live.
Are we there yet?
No, we're not.
28 minutes.
28 minutes?
Dude, I literally feel like we've been in the car for an hour.
You know what I'm learning while we're out here in L.A.? The only thing worse than L.A. traffic is hearing L.A. people talk about L.A. traffic. It is literally all you people talk about, except when it rains, and then you talk about that. Yeah. I cannot believe I'm saying this, but please, I beg of you, tell me about your juice cleanse.
Yeah.
I want to thank Tom, Jax, Dan, and our puppies. It is the after show, and this little fella is available for adoption. At Vanderpump Dogs.
Shaking.
We is shaking.
Chilly.
Don't shake, it's okay.
Stage fright, I get it.
I'm here with the Toms and Jax Taylor from Vanderpump Rules. Behind the bar, it is the Puppy Bowl ref, Dan Schachner. The Puppy Bowl 15 is Sunday, February 3rd at noon on Animal Planet. Noon Pacific. I'm so Pacific right now.
So
let's go
Pacific.
To Lucy from Atlanta. Hey, Lucy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Love you.
Love you back.
Thanks. My question is for Tom Schwartz. Tom, what's the best piece of marriage advice that you think you need to give to Jax before the wedding day?
Don't let yourself start going through the motions. It's so easy to do in any relationship, but like especially after you get married, you know? It's so final.
What do you mean? Give me an example.
Like, just like, it's so easy to start going through the motions and not having sex anymore. And I don't know if it'll
No,
be
we're good in that department. We're good.
I just, you know, just a reminder you love her every day.
No, of course.
You know, it's easy to just take it for granted a little bit.
I'm gonna give some advice and say that make sure you have fun on your wedding, and trust me that Schwartz and I are going to help facilitate that you're able to actually enjoy your wedding, because I see a lot of people get really stressed out and end up just, like, working to provide for everybody else having a good time.
Yeah, we won't let that happen.
Yeah, thank God you guys are going to be there. That's for sure.
Schwartz, do you also recommend fighting as much as possible in the months leading up to the wedding?
Yeah.
All out of the way.
Honestly, I mean, yeah.
It worked out great for you.
Good thing.
Let's go to Kathy from California. Hey, Kathy, what's your question?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? Oh, sorry. Oh,
sorry. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something after that.
My question's for all of you.
After seeing Stassi flip out on Bo after a birthday party, do you guys think she's going to last? They're going to last
together? Yesterday?
Do you think Stassi? Yeah. No, the birthday party was a few episodes.
Where she went to the stars.
Oh.
Yes, I do think they're going to go the distance. Me personally, Bo's madly in love with
her. Yeah, he is. I mean, if he's stuck, he's been around this long. I think he's gone through.
Yeah, he's run.
I think it's
a lot of it.
I think it's a nice balance because yes, Bo is madly in love with her, and she's madly in love with him, and they sort of like respect that they're different people,
they're
and
totally
also
different people.
They attack their issues in such a very productive way.
He has a high threshold for her dark passenger.
Yes.
He does.
Yeah.
Scared of her.
No.
Let's go to Susan from Detroit. Hey, Susan, what's your question?
Detroit.
Hey, Andy, my question is for all three guys. Do you agree with Lisa's decision to fire James? And do you think that Kristen deserves some of the blame for riling him up?
You can't, you're an adult. You can't blame somebody. You can't, like, put the blame on someone. You're a grown man.
And here's the thing.
Responsible for your own actions.
Yeah, it was death by a thousand.
You claim to be an adult, but then you claim to be not adult. Look, so you make up your mind.
Look, throwing around insults is something that's happened with all of us. Like, we're all sort of guilty of it.
He was a massive repeat offender, but yeah.
There's been a lot of repeat offenders, and, you know, so maybe in that aspect, no, but on the Kristen aspect, you know, look, we've all been ambushed. We've all had things come, like, thrown in our face. You know, it's how you handle it after that. You know, like,
did you see how we responded when we, you know,
here, slip with lock.
Never mind.
What?
Nothing.
Well,
you gotta say it now.
Right.
When we exposed him for wearing lifts. Do you see how he handled that?
Yeah, you gotta handle it.
That's Jax. A little bit different story.
I know,
Jax handles it very, Jax handles.
Dude, it's been 8 years of me getting beat up. Dude, I'm good.
Yes.
Skin is tough.
Yes. Okay, back to the phones. Jenna from Chicago. Hey, Jenna, what's your question?
The pee-pee.
Oh, did he?
Hi. First, I wanted to say congrats to Andy on your baby.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My question is for Jax. What was your reaction to seeing Brittany flip out on the other girls while she was trying to defend you to them?
She was trying to defend me?
Yes. Jax doesn't watch the show.
He doesn't watch the show.
So if it didn't happen in his apartment when he was there, he doesn't
I walked in on that when she was back in the apartment. She was really upset. I think I was coming in from the gym or something. So I only caught half of what was going on. And the cameras were not in our apartment at that time. So things were happening as they were filming in the other apartment. This was kind of like when the cameras were actually leaving. And then this kind of all just happened. So a lot of this wasn't actually caught on tape. But she was just overwhelmed at the end of the day. I mean, she's planning a wedding. She's, you know, all this is coming in at once, and Brittany's so sweet, and she, think nothing ever gets her, ever gets her heated, but, you know, she just got flustered at the moment, and I think people were kind of giving her advice and this and that, and the people who were giving her advice really didn't have a leg to stand on. Let's be honest.
Jack, so can you take that as a compliment though, that like, Brittany is like going to bat, sticking
up for
you
emotionally? But I 100%. But I feel bad that she has to do that. That she has to go through that. I mean, it was something, I don't know, someone of the girls said, like, are you guys sure you're ready? I'm like, why are you saying these stupid things to her? Like, you know, she's a big girl. She knows what she's doing.
What is happening with your fitness regime? Like, how did you get it back?
Postmates, delete the app.
Really?
Seriously.
So you're eating less. Are you working out more?
Working out a lot more. I go like twice. I try to go twice a day.
Really?
Sure, once a day. I do like a boot camp, and then I'll go to the gym later.
Really?
Yeah. It's a lot harder. I guess I'm going to be 40 this year.
Right.
So it's a lot tougher when you get older.
Yeah.
But yeah, just eating better.
Yeah.
Less drinking. I rarely ever
When you
drink
turn
anymore.
40, you're going to have to deal with it too.
I know. Yeah, I'll figure that out. Let's go to Larry from San Francisco. Hey, Larry, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Love Vanderpump Rules. My question's for Tom Sandoval.
Oh, hey.
After seeing all your friends starting to get married, do you think that Ariana will ever have a change of heart and want to put a ring on it?
Want to put a ring on it? Well, I've bought her many rings. I think that...
Diamond.
What?
One with a diamond on it.
Yeah. Look, to us, it's just really not important. We have other... It's just really not important, like, to us. Like, yeah, I think one of the things that you saw me dealing with was the fact that I was, for the very first time in my entire life, you know, dealing with the emotions of being with somebody that I could consider, like, being with the you know, for the rest of my life. Like, if I was in a coma, like, I would trust Ariana to, like, answer, you know, for me or make those choices, you know, like, I'd never sort of dealt with that before. And so, you know, I was like, you know, I could marry you, Ariana, I could marry you, which I could, but, you know, right now we're in the process of, you know, looking at getting a house, getting into a 30-year loan together, you know, we have a business together, you know, there's just a lot of things that we're working on first. And, you know, really, I mean, when it comes down to it, planning, you, no offense, Jax, but, you know, planning a party that could go towards a down payment on a house, I'm going towards a down payment on a house.
You know, I have enough money for a house. I'm good.
Okay. No, I know. I'm saying
that. It's fine. It teach his own.
Yeah, exactly. Own. Exactly. You know,
I want to have a huge party.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's. I never thought this would happen.
I don't think we need it. I don't think we need it. And, you know, I think we've come to that realization. Plus, literally 3 months after we started dating, people were like hounding us. When are you going to put a ring on it? When are you going to get married? And it's like, well, never now that you said it. And I don't know.
I want to thank the Toms and Jacks and our referee. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.